Welcome to the Rise Priestess podcast, a place for women just like you who are in the process of claiming their callings, rising into priestesshood, and building a legacy. This is where values-driven women come to learn how to unleash their gifts and share them unapologetically with the world to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Coxon. I'm an author, yoga teacher, activist, and business mentor. I bridge together feminine-inspired leadership and divine masculine action that quantum leaps you into an expansive experience of life and business. I believe that business is a vehicle for not only living a more purposeful and free life, but for also contributing to social and ecological healing. I live in a coastal town in Portugal and have been channeling my inner priestesshood into various heart-centered businesses since 2016. Back then, I left my life as an archaeologist to play my part in the reawakening of the feminine. Although I now run a successful mission-driven business, it's been quite the journey. I've had to move past imposter syndrome, own my gifts, make friends with money, step into feminine leadership, dismantle toxic conditioning, and learn ethical marketing practices. I'm here to help you on your journey to living life and doing business on your terms. From guest interviews to solo heart riffs to laser coaching sessions, this podcast is here to inspire you to reclaim the feminine, live your Dharma, and get paid for being you. So sit back, take a deep breath, sister, and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, priestesses. Welcome back. It's me in your ears. So I'm recording this and it is February. So this is my birthday. This has been my birthday week. I'm Aquarius. Whoop, whoop. Well, Aquarian sun. Where are my Aquarians at? And it feels so good to be recording this episode because I have to be honest, January felt like a really funky month energetically. So yeah, I felt really like inspired and energized the first week. And then the rest of the month felt like treacle. Like it felt like I was wading through treacle. And I know that I'm not the only one. And there's a lot of stuff happening astrologically. I'm not an astrologist, so I couldn't tell you precisely what's going on. But my new favorite astrologer is Pam Gregory. Maybe you've heard of her. She's on YouTube. I love watching her videos. And it's like, yeah, it makes me realize that there's so much to this universe that we can't possibly even understand, comprehend. And so many of the things that we're experiencing on an individual level, like, has nothing to do with us as individuals. It's a collective thing. So if you had a funky January too, let me know, send me a message, because you know, we're in it together. And yeah, so this podcast episode, I want to talk to you about how you can avoid burnout. I want to talk to you how I, for the most part, not always, but for the most part, I avoid burnout, even though, you know, I do a lot of things in the world. I do a lot of work. This is a quick one for you. If you are experiencing burnout now, maybe you feel just completely depleted and exhausted and just lacking motivation and just thinking, ugh, what is going on in my life, in my business? Or if you have experienced burnout and you are afraid to experience it again. And really this topic is for everybody. So it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter whether you are in business yet or you're not. Like, this is for everybody. But before I get into it, are you following me on Instagram? And if not, why not? Come and follow me over there at Dr. Sarah Coxon. And if you're following me in February 2022, then check out the competition that we have going at the moment. It is really, really cool. It's like the biggest competition I've ever done. And I'm really excited about it, actually. So yeah, if you want to get in on a competition that is going to help you become more prosperous, the anti-capitalist way, then definitely go over there. You can go over there and you can follow me at Dr. Sarah Coxon and you can check it all out. And even if you're not listening to this in February, like, definitely come over and join the party. We have a really amazing community of people over there. And yeah, when fun people are in my space, it encourages me to show up. And I think also with podcasting, I mean, I love podcasting, but I always say this, sometimes it feels like I'm just like speaking to myself. And then when you guys message me and go, oh my God, I love this podcast, or you share it to your stories, or you comment on any of my content that's not related to the podcast, it makes me feel more human. So go over there. All right, so burnout. Let's talk about burnout. I think most of us in our modern capitalistic society have experienced burnout of some kinds. You know, we can experience it as physical fatigue, you know, health issues, depression, anxiety, you know, that racing feeling. And the way that I see it, the world according to me, is that this is because, you know, our toxic capitalist society really teaches us to override our natural rhythms. And it also teaches us that if we're not constantly producing and we're not constantly like growing and everything is on the up, then there's something wrong. I mean, you think of like our economic model, for example. You know, it's all about GDP, it's all about growth. And if it's not growing, that there's something really, really wrong. Actually, that's really, really disturbing for the health of our planet as a whole, because as GDP, as the economy grows, then so does consumption of resources, and we don't live on an infinite planet. So can you see how that mindset, that dominator, capitalist, colonial mindset is not only etched into the fabric of our economic model, but it's also etched into the fabric of how we operate. You know, constant growth, constant production does not happen in nature. I know I've said this in other episodes, but it's so important. It does not happen in nature. And, you know, as a business owner as well, I have periods where my revenue either plateaus, it stays the same, or it even dips a little bit before the next growth spurt. And this is normal. And of course, revenue is just one fucking indicator of a healthy, thriving business, just one facet, not the only one. So I guess one thing that I hear a lot from my business clients before they start to work with me, that is, you know, I'm afraid that if I fully commit to this business, I'm afraid that if I, you know, show up fully for it, to grow it, I'm going to burn myself out. Some are in full-time work, or some have left their full-time jobs because they got burnt out and they don't want to recreate that in their business. And to that I say yay, and that is a trauma response in and of itself. And we need to unpack that, because hidden in that statement is the assumption that it's work that equals burnout, right? It's like, if I put in the hours of work, which, sorry to say it, is really fucking necessary if you want to thrive in anything, then I'm going to burn out. Like, it's the amount of work that I do that equals to burnout. And I just want to say that this is complete and utter fucking bullshit. Just gonna say it, complete bullshit. It is not the amount of work that you do that leads to burnout, right? I work a fuck ton. You know, I work a lot. I'm not doing 12-hour days because my system, quite frankly, could not handle it. But I show up for my business 5 days, sometimes 6 days a week. You know, not all bloody day. But I work a lot, and I've been doing that consistently for this business for the past, we're coming up to 4 years, maybe longer than that now. And I have not experienced extreme burnout in a long, long time. I experience moments when I'm like, oh, I'm running out of juice, or like, oh, I feel a bit tired, or oh, there's a little bit of anxiety there, what is that? But I haven't experienced that like full-on burnout, you know, I just am a crumpled heap on the floor type of feeling for a very, very long time. And there are a few reasons for this. Number one is that I really listen to my body now. So if I'm tired, guess what I do? I rest. If I'm tired, I rest. If my period is on its way and I'm like, oh wow, okay, this one's gonna be a full-on one. I don't know many of you that if you are menstruating, you're gonna probably understand that. You're like, oh, this is gonna be a heavy one. You know, sometimes I will cancel non-important calls, or I will make space or whatever. You know, so I listen to my body. If my body is like craving a certain type of food, or you know, whatever it is, I listen to my body. Our bodies are incredible instruments, and if we're following the rhythms of our bodies, it's very, very difficult to burn out. Okay. And another reason, like I guess the second reason, is that as best as possible, I really try not to put any pressure on myself anymore. And this can creep in because I think once a high achiever, always a high achiever. And I've always historically kind of used my achievements as a way to get validation and appreciation and respect and love. This is what I was taught when I was growing up, that, you know, if you do well at school and you jump through all these hoops and you're the best of the best, then you will be loved by your parents. I love my parents, but you know, they were just doing what was best for me, they thought. So yeah, it's quite hard actually to it's quite challenging to not put pressure on ourselves, and it is the only fucking way, right? So I notice that if I'm starting to feel the anxiety, if I'm starting to feel that, oh, I'm running out of juice, like I know those warning signs, my body will give them warning signs, and invariably it is because I've been putting some kind of mental pressure on myself, okay? So sometimes it's like, I don't know, something has graced my social media screen, and it can be, I don't know, a business coach who's sharing their recent wins or something like that. And if I unconsciously pick up, if I unconsciously believe or have the thought of like, oh, I should be doing that too, and then I superimpose it into what I'm doing in my business, like, guess what? That's a recipe. Like continually doing that is a recipe for burnout. And so as best as I can, I try not to put any pressure on myself, because burnout only ever creeps in when we are operating from obligation or should. It is only when we're doing what we think we're supposed to be doing, right? What I come back to is that my life and my business, which is an extension of my life, I really don't see them as that separate, is first and foremost there to satisfy the deep desire I have to create. I'm here to create, or I'm here to channel, I'm here to bring things out, and also to serve people. You know, like I really am the embodiment, my own unique embodiment of the priestess. And so long as I'm operating from that space, I will never, ever fully burn out. And those warning signs, if I come away from that a little bit, I trust my body. My body gives me the signals, okay, it's time to course correct. So yeah, and I guess the third thing as well, the third reason why very, very rarely experience burnout, or I haven't for a very, very long time, is that the way that I see it is that we can either run from our battery packs, you know, when it comes to our missions, our dharma, our business, you know, everything's on me, wah, 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 you know, and I think my partner Mauro would tell you that he's seen a lot of that. I have to do everything around here. It's also not true. Or we can be plugged into source. And actually, one of my priestesses in Awaken to Freedom a couple of months ago was talking about the fear of burnout. And I offered her this possibility, this exploration, this reframe of, you know, what if rather than feeling like you have to do everything yourself, what if you plug into source through prayer, through inviting spirit in to guide you, you know? Because the truth is, like, we don't understand this fully and we don't operate from this space fully, but there is this web of interconnection. There is, like, the separation is really an illusion, albeit a very convincing one. So plugging into source, you know, letting spirit guide you, letting the universe kind of take over. Very often when it comes to the how, you know, I'm always like, I will do my bit, I will show up. And I know that what I want to bring to fruition can come in myriad ways. And, you know, I'm open to the mystery of that unfolding as well. And I, like, as I'm speaking this, I'm smiling because it's like, yes, this is it. So what does this mean for you then? Like, these sharings, like, how can you put them into tangible lessons, more steps or tips? I don't really like tips, but you know what I mean. You know, it's really simple. Do things that light you up. You know, if you're in business, write content that you care about. Have conversations with people about things that matter to you. Serve people in a way that lights you up. Your business will grow from that, I promise. And as best you can, like, remove the things that don't feel good. You know, that's not always possible, particularly at the beginning of any project or business. There is, like, there doesn't always have to be, but there is this sense of, like, the struggle of emergence. You know how, like, a caterpillar, like, struggles out of the chrysalis to become a butterfly. You know, there are going to be moments when it feels like a, you know, that seed, that germinated seed that's just trying to push through the soil. So there's nuance with this for sure. But, you know, if it really sucks the life out of you, don't do it. Just don't do it. And find a new way of getting the same result. You know, let's say that, oh my God, you absolutely hate going on, let's doing Instagram lives, but you know you want to show up for your community, right? But you really, really hate it. And it's not like, oh, I hate it, but I've never done it, but I know I hate it. Yeah, that's just like you copping out. Sorry. That's you just being afraid of something new. But it's like, oh, I've shown up and done this like a few times. This is, I really don't want to do this, but I feel like I should. So what's another thing that you could do that would have the same kind of results? Maybe it's a podcast. Like, I love the fact that I'm podcasting. I'm here in my coffee-stained jogging bottom trousers. I have not done my hair. My hair's pretty greasy. I'm definitely smelly. I will go and shower in a minute. And, you know, I love it. I love it. I'm just sat on the bed chatting to you guys, you know. And I like this. This feels easier for me. This feels fun. I could do this consistently. And I have, because there are over 70 episodes. And it's that consistency piece that, like, yields the results as well. You don't just water a plant once and expect it to blossom, right? So, yeah, do things that light you up and either let go of or shift the things that don't. And then the second thing is, you know, what does this mean for you? Stop putting fucking pressure on yourself. Like, stop it. Just stop it. That can look like comparing yourself to someone else. You know, comparing yourself to other people that you see online. This can be about anything. like anything. The way your body looks, your business, your career, your relationship, anything. Stop it. Stop comparing yourself. Just don't do it. Maybe if you are in business, revenue goals, like, you know, this idea of like, or I need to sign this many clients, or I need this amount of money in order to prove to myself that I'm doing it, and I need to do it in this time frame. What are you doing? What are you doing? Like, if that doesn't expand you, and instead that makes you do like really frantic, unsustainable like stuff, stop it. Stop it. Another thing, like counting likes. If you're obsessing about the amount of likes you're getting on social media posts, I would advise you to stop doing that right now. First of all, social media is always changing. The algorithm is always changing. The same posts of mine that got like, you know, so much traction 2-3 years ago don't now because it's changing. Don't make it about you. That doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Stop it. So if stuff like that is making you feel exhausted, you can shift your mindset around it. Stop doing it. You know, burnout is not a working too hard kind of thing. Burnout is a putting pressure on yourself kind of thing. And, you know, what if you just express yourself? What if you just allow your creativity to flow? What if you do things that light you up and you can spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours doing it? Do it. Do that. And do it consistently and watch things really take off for you. You cannot avoid work, right? If you want anything in your life to thrive, you have to put the work in, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a career, whether it's your business, whether it's your health, you have to put the work in. But where that is coming from joy, from inspiration, from creativity, from alignment with your energy is what will make the difference, right? So if it's coming from should and obligation, don't do it. Or do it. I think this is even better. Do it. But just take the pressure off. Who cares if that post gets 3 likes? Who gives a shit if you don't sign any clients this month? Who cares if you didn't lose 5 pounds in 3 hours? None of that shit matters. What matters is your joy. What matters is your expression. What matters is you being fully you in the world. So that's all I have to say about that. If this spoke to you, pretty, 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 pretty please, you can share this to your Instagram stories now, and also make sure that you tag me. If you don't tag me, I can't see that you've done that, and then I can't say hello and I can't thank you. So tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon. Give me a yes, this really spoke to me. This is really important for me as a small business owner. It gets this podcast out there. But it also, like, it's really important for me as a human being because it makes me feel loved and appreciated, and it spurs me on to keep doing these episodes. And if you aren't following me on Instagram, what are you waiting for? Go follow me at Dr. Sarah Coxon. Come and say hello. I don't bite. Not much. Anyway, my loves, thank you so much for your time, for listening, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning into the Rise Priestess podcast. If this episode spoke to you, you can contribute greatly by sharing it to your Instagram stories. Make sure that you also tag me at Dr. Sarah Coxon so that I can personally reach out and thank you. And if you're not already a member of my Instagram community, you can pop over there now and join us. I keep it very real over there, sharing behind the scenes of my life and business to inspire you to live life and do business your own way. You can also apply to be a guest on the show by emailing Sarah at Dr. Sarah Coxon with the subject podcast guest. You can also head over to my website, the link is in the show notes, to find out more about how I can help you step into your unique priestesshood to unlock deep contribution and potent prosperity. See you next time.